Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Welcome to WGN Radio's Your Hometown Series. Today we feature the western suburb of St. Charles. Come with us, explore St. Charles, and find out why it should be your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Anything's possible in your hometown and by McDonald's.
And let's also thank the City of St. Charles and Hotel Baker and the Arcata Theater and Alzheimer's Association and Jared Payton, who you see on Channel 9. It's funny. Hey, Jared, welcome to WGN Radio again. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing?
Pretty good, but I'll just read you how I'm supposed to introduce you. Here's Jared Payton, viral video maker and former NFL player and sports reporter and anchor for WGN-TV News, partner and flagship on the Fox in St. Charles. That's a nice restaurant over there. And Duke's Northwoods, we'll talk about those. kind of a weird media loop for you these days, eh?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's been a whirlwind the last 3 or 4 days of just, you know, the video going viral and all of the interview requests that I've gotten, most of them from overseas, like from London and
really?
From the UK. It's just, yeah, literally crazy. And I knew I had something big when I posted it. I just didn't know it was going to go this viral. And I just to see, John, the atmosphere at Arrowhead Stadium when she was there on Sunday, it was like Super Bowl-esque, honestly. I mean, that was like the feeling. I mean, you almost forgot about the play of the Bears on the football field.
Yes,
because of Taylor being in the house.
Yeah, no kidding. And for those of you that are just catching up, Jared Payton caught video of the Loch Ness Monster, and he posted it. It was just 5 seconds. Frankly, I've seen your video work. This wasn't your best, but there it was. You were able to verify that it's a real dating thing. Talk to me about the restaurant businesses that you're involved in St. Charles.
Well, you know, it's been a pleasure to be in this community. St. Charles is my home, and most of the time I'm not talking about it because it's like a hidden gem. I don't want people to kind of know about it. But when you have two restaurants in the city, downtown St. Charles, it's hard not to, talk about them and also just rave about the wonderful things that are happening here in St. Charles. So when I moved here a little bit over 5 years ago, we opened up Flagship on the Fox. It's a high-end sports bar, entertainment, all that stuff. You want to watch sports, we have over 30 TVs in the place. We can kind of move sound around to our outdoor patio, to inside. Nice children's menu. It's on the weekends, you see a lot of families that come into the restaurant. One of probably the coolest thing that I love and my kids love is the swinging chairs that they have, that you can sit and the kids can kind of eat on the swing chairs, and also the slot machines now that we have in there. So there's a mixture of great things for both young and old inside a Flagship, and it's right there on the Fox River. So from barbecue chicken salads to French tacos to the chop salad, the blackened chicken, that is my favorite, to burgers and our famous grilled cheese mac and cheese, unbelievable. So if you truly are a Chicago sports fan and you enjoy watching sports, you've got to come out to Flagship on the Fox. Duke's Northwoods, on the other hand, it's for you Wisconsinites. It is actually a Wisconsin bar. And my managing partner, who is amazing, my buddy Steve Mayer, it's named after his dog, Duke. And they go around fishing, go up Northwoods and hanging out. And so we basically created a concept of like you're in an old cabin up in Wisconsin or Minnesota where you get a chance to come hang out and eat your favorite stuff, from cheese curds to bratwurst to fish nuggets to all that good stuff. And both have been very successful, and we're looking to keep growing the brand. But a lot of people are enjoying coming to our town.
I don't know if you know this, but Walter Payton played for the Bears. And the Bears' rival is the Green Bay Packers of Wisconsin. Your thoughts?
kind of crazy to think about, you know, the concept. And when you go in, there is a lot of Green Bay Packers stuff, but I'll be honest with you, I'm a businessman first and foremost.
There you go. Yeah, I'm with you.
I would say Packer fans, their money is green as well. So, I mean, I'm not going to pass it up, but it's really, so I'm going to tell you this real quick. It's a cool concept because if you really think about it, they're in walking distance from each other. To me, I say they're a football field away from each other, basically, about 100 yards. You can walk to both. And the concept of me being, you know, a marketing guy and the marketing mind, I just see that there's an opportunity 2 times a year to kind of blow this thing up where Packer fans and Bears fans can come and hang out and do some things. And we're going to grow that as time comes. But really, the support of our community, Laura Vitek, who is our mayor, and everything that she has done to really kind of boost the city and what we're doing, especially on the east side of the river, we keep growing and growing, and it's a really cool place to be, especially in the summertime when you can go up and down the Fox River and go to Geneva, to Batavia.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
Well, if Michael Jordan can sell shoes to Republicans, I'm going to let you sell mac and cheese to to Wisconsinites. Boy, it all sounds delicious. And St. Charles is a lovely town. So just what a nice combination for you. Good deal, Jared. You want to handicap the game this weekend for me before I let you go?
I'm actually staying away from one. That one's off the board for right now. These are two teams that are 0-3. The Bears and the Broncos have no clue how it's going to go. To me, probably it's going to be that 27-24 game of both offenses actually scoring. I just can't tell you who's going to win. Both teams have been struggling so far early on in the season. So it's going to be the Bears' best opportunity to get a win.
Jared Payton, viral video maker and former NFL player, sports reporter, anchor. You see him over at Channel 9 and you hear him now and again here at WGN Radio. Thanks, Jared. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too.